New data on the economy out today show that growth has slowed from the very fast pace of last spring, while inflation remains under control. The Commerce Department says the economy grew at an annual rate of 2.2% during July, August, and September, less than half the growth in the previous 3 months. The evidence of slower growth was viewed positively by investors and economists. NPR's John Itzde reports.
The slower growth in the third quarter of the year is welcome because there was a consensus that the very fast growth during the spring was unsustainable. If it had continued, labor and raw material shortages and manufacturing bottlenecks would probably have caused price rises unless the Federal Reserve raised interest rates to slow the economy and head off inflation. But instead, the economy has cooled on its own, says Robert Dieterich, chief economist at Northern Trust Company in Chicago.
The consumer, who had been a very vigorous spender in both the first and second quarters, took a little siesta in the third quarter, and consumer spending was very sluggish. Also, housing has passed its peak, and we had some weakness there. The trade sector showed weakness as well, and government spending, which had shown a pickup earlier, subsided. So we had weakness across a broad front.
Offsetting that weakness was an increase in inventories on the part of manufacturers and businesses. The slumbering consumer was especially important to the summertime slowdown because consumer spending accounts for two-thirds of economic activity. Growth in consumer spending nearly ground to a halt in the summer after Americans spent at a frenzied pace in the first half of the year. Falling interest rates had a lot to do with that spending spree, and a rise in rates contributed to the summer slowdown, says Mickey Levy, chief economist at Nations Bank. But Levy and Dieterich expect consumer spending to recover because interest rates have retreated again and incomes are rising. And Levy says there's little danger of a further slowdown.
All the underlying factors underpinning the economy are very structurally sound, and it points toward sustained economic expansion.
Robert Dieterich says the current economy is satisfying most of its constituents from Main Street to the White House. In fact, he says, it's an incumbent politician's dream.
What are we having? We're having basically full employment, good-sized employment gains. We're having inflation well in check, interest rates well in check, and you don't get much better than that in the aggregate.
Dieterich believes that eventually the current low level of unemployment will lead to inflationary pressures. But Levy is skeptical of that link between low unemployment and inflation. He thinks the Federal Reserve can accommodate very low levels of unemployment by adjusting interest rates. Given the current pace of growth, he thinks the Federal Reserve will hold interest rates steady for now.
Real economic performance has moderated from the first half of the year, and it's within, I'd say, the Fed's comfort zone. And inflation fundamentals remain favorable. So with that type of news, I expect the Fed will be very comfortably on hold at their next meeting.
The regular survey of Federal Reserve regions, which was published today, found moderate growth and steady prices continuing into the autumn, though there were signs that labor markets are tight and the upward pressure on wages for some occupations is spreading. I'm John Itzde in Washington.